Hello.
Hi.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Eric Zhu, please?
He's not here right now.
Okay, well, that's no problem, sir. We can actually do this survey with anyone. Would you have a few minutes to participate in the survey?
I'll give you 2 minutes. All right. What's the question?
Okay, let me start. Let me open this up real quick. Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay.
It's...
All right, sorry, and just for qualification purposes, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Okay. All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, a probably vote, or 50-50, or will not vote?
I will likely vote.
Okay. Would that be a definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
It's about 20.
Okay. All right, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
Asian.
Okay. All right, sir, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied,
okay. Okay, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be the National Education Association, or NEA.
30.
30, okay. Moms for Liberty.
Never heard of it.
Okay, never heard. Okay, woke culture or wokeism?
No.
Never heard, okay. Donald Trump.
Like 20.
20. The U.S. Department of Education.
Like a 70.
70. Joe Biden.
Like a 70.
20. Public schools.
80.
80. Charter schools.
Never heard of it. What?
Okay, never heard. Okay, what about public school teachers?
90.
90, okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. All right, then next, would you say that public schools are, you know, or charter schools and do a better job, you know, at educating students?
They, compared to what?
Would that be public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
I guess they'd be a lot the same.
Okay. About the same. All right, sir. Okay, some people view education as, you know, as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools, you know, do preparing students for each of the following? Please rate me on each of the following topics, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means, you know, schools prepare them somewhat well, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding, you know, this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Develop social skills from 0 to 10. How well do you think they prepare?
6.
About 6, okay. What about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly
4.
Diverse world? 4?
4.
Okay, compete for and get good jobs in the future, global job market?
5.
Be ready for higher education like college?
5.
Develop critical thinking skills.
3.
2. And grasp the academic basics, you know, of reading, writing, and math.
7.
7. All right. Thank you. Okay. And would you say that, you know, your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
The right amount.
Okay, about right, okay. All right, sorry, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Okay, now how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT?
I've read a lot.
A lot? Okay. Okay, and as you may know, as you may have heard, you know, a critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught, you know, in kindergarten through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say the banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yeah.
Would that be strongly agree or just somewhat agree? Or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. All right, so then how much have you heard, seen, or read about, you know, attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, okay. All right, then please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following, okay? Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, public school students should learn about history and or, you know, racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strong.
Strong? Okay, a certain amount of politics is, you know, unavoidable in classrooms, discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it, okay? Raising the standards for entry into teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you strongly support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Is there a neutral option?
No, I only have strong support or oppose. But, you know, like somewhat support or somewhat
I'll do somewhat opposed then.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, What about teaching about Americans' history of slavery and segregation?
Strongly agree.
Strongly support. Okay, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you support that or oppose it?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Adding armed security guards to, you know, patrol all kindergarten through 12 public schools.
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Okay. And increasing teachers' pay.
Strongly agree.
Strongly support. All right. Thank you. Okay, sir. Now, some, you know, U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African American civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12 public school curriculum? And would that be strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat agree. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat support. All right? Somewhat support. All right, sir. Now, we almost, like I said, we almost finished with this survey. I only have a few statements I'm going to read to you, and we should be done, okay? I really appreciate your time. I know you could be doing something else. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5 is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts of that say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history now. Go ahead. Diminish, you know, the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
I did not understand that. I'll just put a 5.
Put a 5. I mean, I can read it again if you want me to.
It's fine.
Okay. The other one says we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors, you know, about how to perform surgery, or at, you know, carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their, you know, credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum. Not parents, and certainly not politicians. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, in your opinion?
It's a 4.
A 4. Okay, the last one says, working for diverse classrooms in exclusive lessons, you know, isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart thing, you know, the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps to prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
That's a 7.
A 7? Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with us?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, and the other one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. All right, thank you. All right. All right, sir. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I'm still in school.
So be from first to 11th grade, or high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree.
Currently in college.
So you want me to put some college or vocational certificate?
Just put graduated from high school.
Okay, high school graduate. Okay, all right. I'm wondering which of the following best describes your work situation. Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. All right, then, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Well, on the previous, I'm single.
Single, okay. All right, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, independent. All right, so do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, yes. Okay. All right, and which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Would you say public school, charter school, private school,
public.
Or homeschool?
Public school.
Public school, okay. All right, and thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative, okay. All right, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, you know, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year, okay. All right, sir, and which of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if it applies to you personally or someone in the household. Is it born again, evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does it apply to you, someone in the household, or does not apply?
I don't think this applies.
Okay, what about as an educator, such as a teacher, a professor, or classroom aide?
Yeah, we have a teacher.
Okay, does it apply to you or someone in the household? Someone in the household, right?
I'm a teacher, instructor.
Okay, you are, so applies to you. Okay, all right, we'll put that. All right, so then, last question. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right, sir. Well, that was the last question. Thank you very much for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay, you have a great evening, sir.
You
thank
too.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.